Hi everyone, live from a virtual FinLabs, I'm your host Rebecca Reid and I'm currently leading marketing for the UK and APAC at Synapron. And welcome to FinSights from our FinLabs, your podcast for the latest in innovation and transformation from our FinLabs experts. Today I'm very excited to be joined by Mark Westgate, who is a managing consultant at Synapron's Singapore office, and Maritz Müller, General Manager of Asia and Head of Product at Squirro. Mark, Maritz, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Of course, so before we get started, can you both please give our listeners a brief overview of what you do? Maritz, why don't you take this one first?
Thank you, Rebecca. So I'm Maritz. And at my company Squirro, I'm, as you mentioned, the general manager for Asia. It means I'm responsible for our client project and sales efforts in Asia. We embarked on the journey beginning of last year, perfect time in terms of COVID. Main motivation was to be closer to our clients here, work closely with our partners like you, Synapron, to try forward our technology in terms of delivering insights and value at the end of the day.
Wonderful, thank you. And Mark, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yep, sure. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Moritz. My name's Mark. I've been with Synapron now for 6 years. Moved to Singapore around about 3 years ago. I lead the digital solutions and strategy practice for us here in the region, in APAC, and support our clients on large-scale digital and data transformation initiatives. So also been working with Moritz very closely sort of over the past couple of years now, I would say. I'm also a bit of an avid runner, cycler, so hopefully start traveling and competing a bit more once the COVID situation dies down and restrictions start to ease a little bit for us here. Yeah, it's a bit about me.
Yeah, hopefully that won't be too long until you have to wait for that. Thank you, Mark. All right, let's get started. So in today's episode, we will be discussing the future of insights for financial services and the insurance industry. We will be taking a look at the key trends to watch out for, how insights have accelerated the pace of change in financial services so far, and what we can expect in the coming years, including the business value insights can provide. For listeners that perhaps don't know, Synapron and Squirro have worked together since 2019 on some really interesting projects, delivering great results for our clients. One success story that I think is particularly worth mentioning is our work with Standard Chartered, where the teams came together to develop Client Insights, which is a minimal viable product that unlocks the power of data to generate the insights needed to uncover new opportunities, improve productivity, and enhance client experience. This partnership and this specific project resulted in Synapron, Squirro, and Standard Chartered winning two awards, the Big Innovation AI Excellence Awards and the Asset AAA Digital Awards. So before we dive into today's topics, I think it would be good to briefly hear from both of you about this project with Standard Chartered. So Mark, why don't you kick this one off by giving our listeners a high-level overview of the Client Insights project that Synapron and Squirro worked on together?
Sure, Rebecca. I guess let's start with a bit of context for the project itself, and I'll go through some of the pain points which sort of enabled and kicked off this initiative for us. So what we found is through a number of discussions with SCB and with the front line and with sales globally, is that a lot of their time is spent on process rather than active client engagement. So around about 65-70% of their time is actually doing process rather than speaking to their clients and offering different solutions. So there's various reasons for this. So there's too many systems, manual, non-digitized processes. They've got to get approvals across a number of their particular offerings. And the fact is that there's also so obviously so much information on the clients, both internally and externally. And it's hard to know which bits are valuable and how to make sense of it and what to do with it ultimately. So this particular initiative kicked off as a challenge set by the ventures arm of Standard Chartered and the business themselves, so management of the wholesale bank. And what they wanted to do is ultimately understand the data that they have both internally and externally and identify different insights and recommendations to the RMs and sales for them to have proactive client engagement. So a number of teams came up with different products and ideas and solutions as how to resolve this. And the ultimate winning idea was Client Insights, which integrates and pulls in internal and external information, identifies insights, and then publishes them out to the RMs themselves. And Moritz will probably talk about that a bit more in terms of the technology capabilities there as well. But that's sort of a bit of context for you there.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you. Moritz, do you want to explain a bit about the implementation and the technology behind it and the results of the project?
Absolutely. So thank you, Mark, for sharing this sort of already the channel setup. I think it has been a very exciting journey for us. It was really a pleasure working with the whole team. For myself, I have more of a technical background, so I have been working with my team at Skrill on the technical implementation of this, and we faced, of course, numerous challenges. But at the end of the day, I think we overcame them successfully and delivered business value, and that is, of course, the currency that counts at the end of the day. Now, what we do at Strategic Line Insights is we try to identify opportunities, talking points, relevant topics, developments, and so on and so forth that are relevant for our frontline staff or the relationship managers in global banking. Now, these people, they typically are faced this challenge, like all of us, of having too much information available. We are always having a full mailbox. We're always supposed to follow the news and so on and so forth. So the challenge there is that we face is how can we make sure that a relationship manager or a global banker has the information available at the right moment in time. And that's also generally the challenge that we at Skrill have identified as our vision statement. So we want to deliver information to our users that they need at the right moment in time. Now, this is not an easy task to achieve because you need to connect to different data sources, you need to relate the respective information to the respective clients, you need to identify certain persons, certain products, you need to go through challenges around compliance, how this data is made available, how it's stored in the cloud. You need to handle entitlement. So there are all kind of different aspects that need to be addressed. To break this down maybe a little bit, to describe how we go through this, how we went through this, is what we started with is we identified the crucial data sources that are relevant for our users. So by speaking to some of the RMs, we identified that this is, on the one hand, call reports. So whenever they take notes from client conversations, this is then some news, what comes in. In this case, we work with Finitiv as a data partner. News, significant developments, event transcripts that are all brought in relation to the client. And on top of this, of course, we try to connect some mailboxes to that, internal research and so on and so forth. Now, the challenge was, of course, connecting to those sources. We resolved that. Then we need to honor and relate the respective information to the client. So we need to understand when there is news coming out, it talks about different clients, different paragraphs in there, with certain sentences that only relate to one client. So we need to identify that. The way we do this is a whole full stack of technologies that we use throughout the box. We as Skrill, we are a company that is classified by Gartner as being an insights engine company. So our platform is an insights engine, and we try to use different kinds of technologies to identify this information. And that's what we did. And at the end result, we bring all this information on a dashboard where a user basically sees his or her clients and can then understand immediately and is notified whenever there is something new happening about the client. We pick up then relevant statements and developments in the core reports. We flag out sentences in the news when there is a mention that a company plans, for instance, to expand their business in a certain area. Or you have a call report where your client mentions that he would like to learn a bit more about potentially forming a joint venture in a certain country. And all this information is analyzed by our engine. We've trained specific models that analyze this machine learning NLP models, these relevant sentences, and reflect them out in the context of the client to the respective RMs that need to know it. Now, we've been speaking now a bit about technology that I could probably go on and on speaking about this. I think the key part for us at the end of the day was that we achieved our success criteria by delivering value to the RMs. So we could clearly show already in the initial phase, and Mark knows much more about it because he worked with the users much more than I did, that we could identify opportunities for them. We could flag out relevant information that would potentially otherwise be lost in a mailbox, in a newsletter, wherever. We could flag that out, and we could spot opportunities that led to client conversations and eventually to mandates. And that is what it counts for us, and I think that is also the main reason why Standard Chartered now decided to move on from the MVP, roll it out to the whole global banking team and make that tool available to the whole team and expand it further.
Amazing. Thank you both. So moving on slightly, it's no secret that data is king and it is revolutionizing the financial services, an industry that has an abundance of data and information. So why is it that up to 99% of this data is never used, and why is this such a missed opportunity? Moritz, what do you think?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's a topic that we face with every client. It gets a bit scary if you just consider how much information is out there. You have to worry about data protection as well. But I think the nice part about this is there is so much value in this. I think the best way to describe this is by looking at certain examples. So we had, for instance, situations, and I'm of course not able to share direct examples, but just give some reference examples. Imagine you have a global team of bankers that works with global corporates. Now, there's a lot of information and call reports that is not directly actionable for the respective person that speaks to the client. Let's say you have a banker in the U.S. that speaks to a client, for instance, in the energy business, and you, as an RM, speak to them, you have certain products you mentioned, and the counterpart at the client states, for instance, oh, we are very much interested in expanding our business in Asia, for instance, in Indonesia. Now, that information is not directly actionable for the RM in your organization in Americas, but of course, it's very relevant for the person who covers the Asian, and in that specific case, the Indonesian market. So one of the things we achieved there with our technology is that we can take that information and flag it up for the respective RM who is responsible for that market, who can pick it up as a talking point, go back to the client and the respective legal entity in Indonesia, for instance, and say, look, you plan to expand your market here. We have a potential joint venture partner here. Are you interested in that? And then facilitate a conversation. So I think this is just one example how in global banking we can help in terms of data and getting value out of data, generating essentially insights. But this is just a starting point. What we see when you speak to bankers in this case, and I think it's not only applicable to the financial services industry and global banking here, that go throughout different industries, financial services, insurances, of course, but also manufacturing. There are global corporates, and you have a lot of information in your internal data, and especially once this is paired with the external news data that you have available, you can achieve a lot by connecting the dots. And that is the big vision that we have, and it can bring significant value to your organization. I think everyone acknowledges that, but the big challenge is really to actually implement it and productize such a system, and it's not an easy challenge. There's still a huge journey ahead of us. We have embarked on this, and we get a lot of interest from our clients. They're very happy on the road we are on. And the cool part is that every time they see our solution, they come up with so many more ideas of what are the next features to add to this, that it's really fun to have those conversations with them.
Yeah, cool. And Mark, do you have anything to add? Why is it such a missed opportunity?
Yeah, I think I'll just build on what Moritz was saying and really drill down sort of what we've seen with our clients in financial services, right? So what we see is typically at the incumbent banks is that obviously due to the legacy architectures and systems, what we end up is multiple siloed data sets, siloed applications, basically only really allow for individual sort of reactive digital and data solutions. So teams will be working on one individual use case, which is not then enabled to scale up and be offered to other clients. So it's sort of individual reactive. And this approach, you know, is high cost for the banks. It inhibits the ability to sort of implement value at scale and ultimately reduces the time to market. So at the moment, everything is a race against time to understand, make sense and action the data that you have. And this will is the best way in obviously enabling yourself to have a competitive advantage over your peers, right? And everyone's becoming much more digitally savvy at the moment, not just us retail customers, but also the large international corporates and financial institutions. They all want their data real time. They want their information. They want to understand their accounts. They want to know what's happening globally with their other subsidiaries. So there's a real disadvantage if you're not able to leverage the information that you have at hand internally, not even reaching out externally, but even just making sense of what you have internally. So that's what we've seen a number of our clients, and everyone's now embarking on the journey. And there's obviously been some huge improvements, and a lot of people are at different stages. And we've seen that globally, not just in this region, but also in UK, US as well.
Yeah, so I definitely think it's fair to say that this is an area that requires a lot of focus and attention. So I guess the next question would then be, what are some of the key benefits financial services firms can expect to see if they utilize their data and insights to its full potential? What is the potential business value? Mark, why don't you take this one first?
Sure. I mean, there's so many being able to utilize the data properly. We can start off with the first bit, which I mentioned at the start, right? We've seen with a couple of clients here, but spending so much time on process, leveraging data analytics enables you to spend a lot more time with the client and servicing them with their particular needs rather than being reactive and waiting for them to come with a request. I guess that's one. What we're able to do with obviously digital and data analytics solutions, you can provide the internal and external customers a single view of the client, single view of their accounts, aggregating that across multiple applications. That then in turn reduces admin preparation. We can utilize data and analytics to be able to encourage collaboration across sales, functions, geographies. This is particularly important for the large institutional banks, which are across multiple jurisdictions and markets. It enables RMs and sales to bring pre-built use cases to clients. You can do exploration. You can spin up sandbox environments to start playing around with the data. It also provides transparency, right, as well across the solutions, which are help with regulatory perspectives, but also help understand which solutions provide the most value to your clients and also to yourselves as well. And ultimately, what you should aim to do, or what we see our banks looking to do, is providing their frontline sales with a tool set, which enables them to quickly explore their client data and then take the information to their clients themselves as well. Yeah.
To
cut you out there, Rebecca. So just building on the client insights initiatives that we embarked on together with Skro. So just in terms of the MVP and the power of bringing internal and external unstructured data into one place, applying models on top, and then pushing that out to the RMs and sales, even just through an MVP, we were able to identify multiple opportunities that resulted in mandates and actually the frontline sales reworking some of their ongoing RFPs, ultimately driving new business just through an MVP of a six month initiative. So that's just the first stepping stone of one particular use case in one part of the bank, right? So there's so many different things that you can do, but it's very interesting to see the value of just of utilizing Skro to be able to pick up trends in the market. So yeah, there's lots of things you can do. I'm sure Moritz will also expand a bit further on that. There's so much you can do.
Yeah, as you say, the benefits seem pretty endless. Moritz, would you like to add anything on top of that?
Mark described it spot on. What I'm always fascinated by is the value that you can generate. And it is not only by, I mean, the best feedback you can get when doing such a project is when your users come back to you and say, wow, this tool is great. And instead of criticizing you or asking for things that are not working so well, they actually come with new ideas. So we are inspiring our clients in terms of what is the future and how they can leverage technology to bring value to their users and eventually to their clients. And I think that is key. That is key if you look at the whole digital transformation journey that companies are on. We see this whole field of augmented intelligence, and that is basically that describes all the technology that we use to deliver this value to our clients. We see that as a big topic in the future. And as Mark rightly described, you need to start with something. So typically we start by connecting different data sources, enabling search, and search times are tremendous. I mean, whenever I search for something in my mailbox already, it's not always at my fingertips. You need to search through documents. Yeah, there's so many things we can do to help reduce search time and by that improve efficiency. That is the starting point. And later on, you start to build additionally, bring in additional business logic on top of this. You connect the dots. You do deal originations. You can use an insight platform like ours to define certain rules. Once a certain event happens, you get an alert about this. And all of this, and I think this is the key, all of this is integrated in such a way that the user at the end of the day has no longer 20 different terminal systems to go through. But there is one main interface where all the client information is collected and presented to the user. And I think this is also one of the big challenges that I see throughout in terms of data. You have too many different places, and as Mark rightly described, in the data world, these are data silos where you need to go to check about information. And we need to turn it around. We need to make sure that instead of our users searching for the information, the information is actually surfaced and pushed to our users when they need it. There are so many things you can do around this. Again, we just scratched the surface and we just started, but just imagine your calendar is connected to such a tool. You automatically know that today you're meeting a specific client and we can prep you before that. We summarize you, here are the latest news events about that client. Here's the last call report. These were the last things that were discussed. There is a negative sentiment in the market about them. These are the things we can do with our insights engine, and I think they really change the way that business is done in financial services. Because the users are now not wasting their time anymore searching for that information, but they can fully focus on preparing client meetings, and eventually they will bring home much more business to our clients than they did before when they focused on the whole search part and finding the relevant information. And that journey has just started. We are in for that. We see, and that is for me, the fascinating part also is, and Mark can probably confirm this, we brought this live now in global banking. The whole technology that we built that can be used for other use cases. Wealth management, you can use it for retail banking, you can use it for regulatory purposes, for monitoring, for marketing monitoring, and so on and so forth. So there's so many synergies that open up the moment you have such a tool available. It's just fantastic to see how this has evolved since we started that project.
Yeah, you mentioned there that we've just scratched the surface, which is definitely true, and it leads quite nicely into the next question. So I read a crazy statistic that at the beginning of 2020, the number of bytes in the digital universe was 40 times bigger than the number of observable stars in the universe. So that's obviously a lot of data. So in terms of where we are today versus where we were, say, 5 to 10 years ago, how has data and insights accelerated the pace of change in the financial services industry? And Maritz, why don't you carry on from where you kind of left off there and take this one first?
Yeah, thanks, Vanessa. So I'm not very good in counting stars, so I cannot... cannot confirm that. But I think you're spot on. I think that really confirms the trend. There's much more data available nowadays. There are graphs or statistics that show how the global data volume is evolving. And there's no need for me to give you a number here, but it is really, and so far, a huge increase from year to year. And since there's so much more data available, that means there's also so much more potential for all the kind of business cases and so on and so forth. So, and we live in a very fast-paced world. And the challenge with all this data available is that you also need to get, in a much more timely manner, the insights out of the data. What does that mean for your business? How does it affect you? And I think with technology like ours, you can definitely speed up that process. So it is crucial for you nowadays that the moment there is a news about your client, you learn about it as quickly as possible. Because not only for making this for new business opportunities, the first one who picks up the phone and calls a client is typically the one who does the business, but also for the risk side. Just recently, we've seen with, I think, Archegos, this whole investment scandal where the banks had such huge exposure. I believe that these cases could also easily, you know, be avoided or at least managed much better if you had such tools available to inform yourself in a more timely manner and also in a more holistic manner about consequences of things and so on and so forth, and to connect the dots.
Perfect. Thank you. And Mark, anything to add?
Not much to add, really. I'll just give my sort of view. I think sort of in the past 5-10 years, we've really seen all of our clients sort of embark on their digital transformation journey. So building the blocks per se, building the digital blocks. You can say that sort of there's been a lot of discovery to understand what works, what's most valuable. I think now is really where we started to see a lot more of the execution. So we've moved towards the more of the execution phase, and this is certainly what we've been seeing here in APAC. So implementing and productionizing these digital solutions, and which ultimately then help to drive new revenue streams, improve sales, improve efficiency, improve client experience, and really give that competitive edge. So I think we've moved from the building blocks, so creating your client 360, understanding what works, what doesn't work, and now really started to move to the execution phase.
Excellent. So we've kind of spoken about what was in the past 5-10 years and where we are now. So what are some of the key trends that you expect to see in the coming months and years in the world of insights? Moritz, why don't you go first?
I think that's a very complex question. So I will probably miss out on quite a few aspects when I start talking about this now. I can tell you that we are, of course, in constant exchange with our clients. We observe the markets. I mean, I'm not only driving our APAC business, I'm also head of product, so I'm really exposed to the client conversation and use cases. In terms of trends or what does the future look like, let me describe that just very shortly what I think the future looks like in terms of a relationship manager, for instance, or anyone working in a big organization. I think what is going to change in the future is that you will have much more stringent organization of how you get information. There's probably going to be a dashboard where you can ask a question. So, and everything is personalized to you. So the key there is that you have certain clients to look at, and they are only relevant for you. So all of this information that you're presented with should be basically focused to your interest space and what you need to know. And then tools become so powerful that you can ask them anything. You can say, look, can you give me the last documents that our clients shared with me? And then you start to render dashboards interactively, showing you only the relevant information that you need for this. You say, oh, can you share this document with someone? Can you get me more information about this? So the connectivity of all these systems and of the data will increase. Then there will be a trend towards connecting the dots better. One of the big challenges we still have nowadays is identifying entities. Our clients in corporate, they work a lot with corporate clients, of course. The legal constructs are relatively complex. So you need to understand the networks better, the relationships better, who knows whom. I think there's a huge potential that can be integrated into that. What is always surprising for me is that you can generate a lot of value by surfacing very basic information. So the whole business nowadays that we look at in corporate banking is very much relationship driven. And the processes of how this business works is also very traditional. So in the sense that you have relationships that are fueled, but you need certain information, so you ask your assistants to get you this information. I think these processes can be optimized tremendously. That will happen first. And more what we see nowadays are requests to do predictions. That is a big challenge because it is possible to predict certain trends, But to beat the market is, of course, the holy grail. And while technologies like ours are very good in analyzing this data, imagine everyone starts to use such a tool and starts to use predictions, and everyone comes to the same result. So it's an open secret at some point in the of time. And that is something that I don't know yet how companies will manage that. And I think it will be a constant race for having the most advanced technology to generate business value. And the ones that can productize the fastest will probably benefit the most from this process. So for the next 5 to 10 years, I still see us at the moment at the beginning of the journey. Mark correctly said that digital transformation is, of course, in full process. But I think we just have scratched the surface of what is possible and brought us to production. There's so much more to come, and it will be quite exciting.
Yeah, great. And Mark, anything to add? What do you think we'll start to see?
Yeah, I think there's, as Morris mentioned, where there's so much that is out there. But I just want to narrow in on a couple of things that I personally think that we'll start to see more of. Obviously, productionizing machine learning models, automating the feedback, that is going to be key. So now we've built the blocks with a lot of our clients, really actioning on that, those building blocks and providing various different machine learning use cases on the top of the data. That's something that we'll start to see really accelerate now. A lot of push that we also are finding now is obviously towards ESG, right? So providing ESG insights and analytics. So understanding which investments have strong ESG scoring and which companies have the correct frameworks in place, really using external data to identify which are the appropriate, I guess, ESG investments for individuals. A couple of other things that I find quite interesting that will be cool to see in the future as well is stuff like Snapchat analytics. So enabling your banks to be able to spin up an environment for clients to then bring their own data and start running models on top of their data within the bank's infrastructure and sort of cloud environments as well. That'll be something interesting. We're sort of also looking at building various different sort of sandbox environments to enable data science teams to work on use cases internally, but also open those sandbox environments up externally to clients as well. So those are sort of interesting concepts that we started to see as well, be talked about and started to be implemented. There's also obviously discussions as well as wearing wearables, you know, VR, gamification of data. It's quite an interesting concept as well that we started to see. But yeah, as Moritz has already touched upon, there's so many different things that can happen, and it's quite an exciting time.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot to look out for and a time of disruption for sure. So we're just about at the end of time. So if there's anything else you would like to add, Mark, why don't you go first?
No, I just want to thank you, Rebecca, for having us on and giving us the time here just to talk about our journey. And thank you, Moritz, as well. It's been a great partnership for us and Squiro. And hope to obviously leverage what we have done to support additional clients, you know, on their digital transformation journey. So yeah, I think I just want to take some time to thank you both for that.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. And Moritz, any final comments? And also, where can people go to find out more about Squiro?
Yes, happy to answer that. So first of all, of course, I'm also very thankful for that partnership. It has been very interesting for us as a technology company to work with a consulting company like Synchron to learn about the business, right? That's basically what I'm still doing on a daily basis, learn the business of our client better so that it can shape technology on top of that better. And that brings me also to one point that I would like to add. So Mark rightly added one of the challenges nowadays to have these sandboxes available and use your own NLP models or machine learning models. And I think that's something we at Squiro have just also addressed by publishing what we call an AI studio, where you can, as a business analyst, build your own machine learning models on top of unstructured data. Because I believe exactly in what Mark said, we need to bridge that gap between the business and the whole data science teams. That is one of the challenges that we address with technology, and we give the tools now to the business to do that. Everyone who wants to learn more about that can, of course, go to our website, Squiro.com, same for you, Synchron. You also have your website. I think there's also a segment about our partnership. Of course, on LinkedIn, plenty of information is available. If you Google for Scuro and the webinar, there's also a webinar where we speak with Standard Chartered about this project. And our data partner, Refinitiv, is also part of this. And of course, you are also in it. So everyone who wants to learn more, I think all the resources are out there, and it's super easy to find us.
Yeah, as you mentioned on our Synchron website, if you go on to synchron.com and type in Scuro on the search bar, you'll find a dedicated landing page with all of the resources that you could ever need there. Thank you so much both for your time today. It's been really great hearing from you about the exciting work that is going on as a result of the Synchron and Scuro partnership, how data is revolutionising the financial services industry, the business value insight can bring, and why it's crucial to leverage these to reap the benefits. We also touched on versus where we were, and the key trends that you can expect to see in the coming years, and how utilising this data can improve the whole experience. A big thank you for our listeners as well for tuning in today. If you're interested to find out more about Synchron and what we do, please visit www.synchron.com. And if you like what you heard, don't forget to like and subscribe. Catch you next time.